Big Tits Sex Therapist Gets a Warm Reception, Part 3. Written by Charlie the Wanking Wanker, voiced by Kingswoman. Horribly deprived of the opportunity to do good and save another miserable fucking wanker from himself, Mrs. Alltits has been caught practicing her professional methods on herself by her own receptionist. However, it turns out that Janet has not been keeping her fingers in good trim for the Fastest Finger Typist in Britain award. Stripped of most of their clothes, apart from Lucy Alltits' glasses, the two women have resorted to the therapist's couch. Will Mrs. Alltits completely lose control? By the time we arrive at the couch, my professionalism has reasserted itself. I stand with my hands on my hips, my huge tits sticking out of my chest like fucking missiles about to blow. Janet cannot take her eyes off of those massive motherfuckers. Janet, I say, looking at her sternly over the tops of my sexy dark-rimmed glasses. I came into the ladies' toilets earlier and heard you finger-fucking your cunt, you dirty wanking slut. Janet blushes bright red. Mrs. Alltits, she says in horror. You have a serious problem, I tell her. Now it says in your contract that you are entitled to free medical support from the practice, and I strongly suggest you take advantage of me, I mean of the generous offer I am making. I fondle her large tits as I explain this to her, to emphasise the points of her nipples. I mean my point. I need help, the poor slag confesses, with a sly look at me. You have come to the right place, I assure her. I take her in a kindly embrace. Our huge knockers knock together, and we both howl with excitement. Janet puts her arms around me, and we rub our big tits up against each other's big tits to get Janet relaxed enough for the session. That cunt-loving cunt is soon nearly legless with trembling knees. Janet lays back on the plush couch and opens her legs, holding her hand out, inviting me to get between her legs to lick her slick cunt. I feast my eyes upon the most beautiful cunt imaginable, making a very thorough inspection through my glasses before carefully putting them to one side. I don't want a repeat of the entangled in the crotch hair incident, which led to Mr. Do-gooder having to come back for multiple sessions. I get on my knees and start lapping up and down Janet's tasty cunt lips, pausing at the top to take her luscious pearl of a clitoris into my mouth. Oh, Lucy, shit, that feels so fucking good, says Janet, as she writhes on the couch. Oh, my God, lick my wet, creamy cunt, Janet shouts. She puts her hand on the back of my head and pulls my face hard to her cunt as she becomes more urgent. I lick faster at the slippery folds of her pretty pussy lips. The smell of Janet's hot cunt is intoxicating. That's it! Hold my head there, bitch! I shout while I frantically tongue-fuck her cunt hole. I close my eyes and devour her most intimate parts, my mouth working to lap up as much of my receptionist's pussy juice as possible. I reach down and rub my own clit hard and start to finger my hot fuckhole again. I haven't frigged myself like this in fucking ages. I stand up, my mouth and chin covered in yummy, tasty twat cream. Janet lays flat on the couch, and I position myself over her so that we are in a 69 position. Janet grabs hold of my ass cheeks and pulls me desperately onto her face and just devours my slippery hot snack. We have our faces buried between each other's legs, licking the fuck out of our overexcited fuckholes. The feel of Janet's big, full, cunt-sucking lips on my pussy is exquisite. We are both moaning and groaning, writhing about in total abandon, eating out each other's juiced-up muff. But that bitch is a tough customer. She is still not fucking coming, in spite of my swirling my tongue around her clit and in and out of her pussy. I climb off of my horny receptionist and go over to my desk. Janet spreads her legs and is finger-fucking the shit out of her squelching cunt. I pull out my big strap-on 12-inch dong from my desk drawer and quickly harness myself up so that I have a 12-inch cock sticking out in front of me. I grab an appropriately enormous condom and roll it over my impressive big dildo. I am sure going to give my receptionist a real good rogering. She is a hard-working girl and deserves a good shagging, and fuck me, am I ever going to give this horny finger-fucking slut a good screwing? My professional reputation is at stake here. If I can't satisfy my own receptionist, how can I hold my head up to anyone's cock again? We are two overexcited bitches in heat who just don't know what to do next because we are so desperately excited. I walk over to my receptionist and Janet takes her fingers out of her creamy pussy and holds her cunt hole open. I get between Janet's widespread legs and plunge my big dildo deep into her desperate, hungry cunt. I lay flat on Janet, our stomachs pressing hard and our big tits rubbing together as we embrace in a frenzied fuck. The sweat between us lubricates our writhing bodies as we passionately kiss each other, my tongue in Janet's mouth and Janet's tongue probing my mouth. I lick my receptionist's pouting, succulent lips and we kiss the faces off of each other. As our bodies writhe on each other, Janet grabs hold of my huge tits and gives them a fucking good groping. She then lifts her head and takes an erect nipple into her mouth. Sucking hard, she squeezes my big jugs together. Oh, fuck, fuck, your tits are fucking fantastic, Mrs. Alltits, Janet screams. I quicken my pace as I screw my receptionist hard. This is one frenzied fuck I am giving Janet, and Janet clearly likes a real good screwing. Oh, fuck, shit, fuck, 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 bloody hell, Lucy, your fucking tits are driving me mad, Janet pants as I get into a rhythm and start giving my receptionist a real hard fucking. Janet's legs spread wide like a willing whore, and I have my hands on her fantastic arse cheeks to steady myself. Do you like being fucked by my big motherfucker of a cock, Janet? I say, as I pound into her very juicy cunt. Oh, yes, yes, fuck me hard, you horny slut. Fuck me harder with that cuntbuster of a strap-on cock, Janet screams, eagerly grappling my tits. I hold my whore of a receptionist's spread legs steady. She reaches up to take my tit into her mouth again, moaning and sucking on that giant FF bastard. Then Janet has an intense orgasm, ejaculating creamy cunt juice all over my rampant fucking dildo. I pull my long length from her spent, satisfied pussy. I stand up, feeling really good with this long cock dripping cream sticking out from my crotch. Janet lays back on my patient's couch with a big smile on her face, cunt juice still leaking out from between her sexy legs. Janet then gets up, breathless from the fucking I've just given her. She walks over to my desk and bends over and slightly parts her legs. There it is, the holy grail of what is Janet's perfect arse. My receptionist looks back at me and glances hungrily at the huge long dong swinging between my legs. Come on, Mrs. Alltits, ram that big fucker up my slippery cunt and fuck me into next week. I fucking need it, Janet says desperately as she puts her hands on my desk to brace herself for the hard fucking she is about to receive. Well, fuck me. My receptionist must have read my mind earlier, as this is just the treatment I had considered giving that naughty finger-fucking wanking slut. The inside of her thighs are a wet mess of cunt slime, so I know her fuckhole is saturated. I know her twat is wet, and my big, long, strap-on cock will slide in Janet's cunt with ease. I go and position myself behind my receptionist and hold my big dildo and guide the head to the entrance of her gaping twat. Come on, Lucy, ram that fucker in me, Janet says. I hold on to Janet's hips and slowly stick my big dong up into her inch by fucking inch. Oh, fuck! Janet screams as she gets her fuck hole filled. I grab her hips tighter and quicken my pace and fuck my receptionist harder. Then Janet asks, talk dirty to me. Tell me what a naughty girl I am. So I go into a foul-mouthed rant, knowing that this will really get her off and make her cunt so fucking juiced up. You are a very naughty girl, aren't you? I didn't know I took on such a filthy whore when I took you on, I pant as I carry on pumping my 12-inch dong into her. Oh, fuck yeah, Janet squeals. I go into the ladies' toilets and finger-fuck my cunt, my receptionist confesses. Already knowing, I play along. Oh, Janet, you really are a very naughty girl. You are a very naughty finger-fucking wanker, I shout at Janet. My huge tits are bouncing around like crazy as I continue to pound my receptionist's soaking wet cunt. By now, I am banging into my receptionist for all I'm worth, and Janet is loving every fucking minute of it. Come on, you cunt-loving slut. Take my big fucking cock, I say. Janet is holding onto my desk for dear life as I pump her from behind. Janet is close to orgasm, screaming obscenities like it's going out of fashion. Janet screams, I'm a cock and cunt-loving whore. Fuck me harder, Mrs. Alltits. Make me come. I am now pumping her like an overworked piston. I lean over and start banging my huge tits on her back as I pump in and out of her juiced-up pussy. Janet tenses up as her third orgasm of the day erupts and I continue to plough the fuck out of her cunt. My receptionist screams the fucking roof off as she orgasms on my big fat dong. I'm coming! I'm fucking coming! Oh shit, holy fucking shit! Janet blasts out as her twat creams all over my well-used strap-on prick. I slowly slip my big dong out of my receptionist's well-fucked cunt. Janet stands up straight, unsteady from the fucking pounding she has just been given. I put my arm around her to steady her, and we stagger over to the couch. We both lay down and cuddle up to each other, coming down from this sexual high that we are on. I can tell that we are going to need a much more thorough evaluation next time I assess how much my fast-fingered receptionist is fitting in. I mean, how she is fitting in the practice. I mean, how well she is managing under the load I give her. I mean, workload. I mean, well, there will be a lot more desk work going on around here, is what I mean. The end.